Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I am not a wine connoisseur. In fact, I am not a wine drinker at all. Other than the reception of the Lord's Supper, I don't drink any wine. You probably already knew that. Or any alcohol, for that matter, at all. I'm not opposed to it. I don't like the taste of it, which I'm really kind of glad about because I'm too cheap to buy it even if I did like it. That being said, I'm pretty certain I would have liked the wine that Jesus made at the wedding of Cana, the one talked about in our gospel reading this morning. Not only because Jesus miraculously made this wine, but also because it was free. And perhaps most importantly, I would have liked it because it was a little taste of heaven. The master of the banquet, which is, I guess, tantamount today, perhaps to the wedding coordinator, the one who kind of oversees all the arrangements going on at the wedding banquet, loved the wine that Jesus had made. In fact, in his mind, it was the best wine that he had tasted. And it was better than all of the bought, choicest wines that were served first at the wedding, at this multi-day event. Well, which makes sense because you think about it. How could anything made by man ever compared to something that's made by God? And thus, what this master of the banquet experienced and what the people at that wedding reception experienced was a taste of heaven. In Isaiah 25, we read about the great banquet that we will all one day get to experience in heaven at the wedding banquet of the Lamb. Isaiah wrote this. He said, "The Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wine." Can you imagine what that feast is going to look like and taste like? If you think some brisket from Franklin's is good, or perhaps a nice piece of prime rib from Fleming's is succulent, just wait till you try the meats that God has prepared for you in heaven. And talk about aged wines. Who could age a wine better than God? The one who is the Lord over all the ages. No, I'm not a wine drinker here on earth. But I'm pretty certain I'm going to take up drinking when I get to heaven. At least wine, that is. Because if God is serving it, I want it. And that's why if I was at that wedding in Cana and I knew that Jesus had made that wine, I would have definitely asked for a glass and maybe even two. Because I would never want to pass up a taste of heaven. Why would anyone ever want to pass up a taste of heaven? I ask myself that question a lot as a pastor, especially in the wake of COVID, in the wake of all the bad tastes that COVID has left in my mouth, isolation from others, division over vaccinations, animosity over masks, disruption to the workforce, inflation in the economy, breakdown in the supply chain, and on and on and on. And then all of the other regular bad taste that I always have in my mouth in the world. Illness, aging, stress, relationship issues, financial woes, etc. Why would anyone not want a foretaste of the feast to come? Why would anyone not want a taste of heaven? Like I said before, that's a question I contemplate a lot. As I think about all of our members who stopped attending worship during the COVID pandemic and have never returned. Stopped receiving the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Because you see, every time that we gather together as a body of believers to worship Jesus, we are experiencing a taste of heaven. John in Revelation 7 says of us in heaven, they, again, meaning us, the church, the bride of Christ, the people of God, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. Furthermore, every time that we receive the bread and the wine of Holy Communion, we are receiving a taste of the very body and blood of Christ Jesus. That which was shed for us on the cross of Calvary. That which gives us the forgiveness of our sins and the promise of the heavenly feast that is yet to come. And thus the Lord's Supper is not only a foretaste of the feast to come, it is a guarantee of the feast that is to come. Every time we eat that bread and drink that wine, we are experiencing the salvation of our God. For we are receiving the very body and blood of the one who died and rose to overcome both the debt and the curse of our sin. And in receiving Christ's body and blood in that sacrament, we are not only united with God, but we are united with each other. Made to be one people, one body, one church, which again is a foretaste of heaven. And thus I can't for the life of me understand why anyone who has worshiped God in His house and has received the sacrament of His body and His blood, which is a foretaste of heaven, would not want to receive that as often as possible. I see the looks of pure joy and gratitude on the faces of our shut-in members, those in our congregation who can't be here anymore, when I go to them, to their homes, and bring them Holy Communion. And I hear from them, and they say this over and over again, how they long to be back in the sanctuary, worshiping with their faith family. And I know they mean it, because I can see it in their eyes, and I can hear it in their voices. And that's why they're so appreciative and so happy to see me when I bring them the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. For they know they are getting a taste of heaven. A taste of what is to come. Union with God and union with others. May we all regard our time in worship together, and especially our time together in receiving the sacrament, may we all regard this so highly. May we realize that each and every time we receive the sacrament of Christ's body and his blood, we are receiving a taste of heaven. And whether that takes place here in the sanctuary as a congregation, or that takes place in your home if you're a shut-in member, or if you come to me as an individual because you can't make it here on Sunday and I give you communion in my office, or we walk in here alone together in the sanctuary to receive the sacrament, wherever and whenever you receive the sacrament of Christ's body and blood, that which was given for the forgiveness of your sins, you receive a taste of heaven. May we all receive this foretaste of the feast to come often and receive it with gratitude and with joy. In the name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.